you got to run Windows XP on it. You could probably run Windows 7, I think. If you get the version of SQL Express, that's free. And then, let me think here, SQL Express, you can create something simple with that. For Windows XP, you can download a VM, create a VM with VMware, which you need free. VMware, and then put a Windows XP virtual machine on your desktop for Windows 11. And then install the software there and just connect your USB to the virtual machine and do it that way. I've done that before. If you need a cable, there's one on Amazon. It's got like 11 different connectors on it for like 10 bucks. And that's what I use to program my radios with. I think Sean's still getting pizza.
No, I got it. I'm on my way home to drop it off. But as someone who's ignorant to this stuff, I don't know what SQL Server is or does or why you'd need it for anything, let alone for this. But I do know that there are, like, variations of Motorola programming. There's, like, Motorola fleet management-type programming where, like, you do something from a database and then the radios can log in and they can basically download work that's already been done. And then there's the individual CPS where you can actually just program a radio directly. I don't know if maybe that software has two different ways it can operate. Like, you know, one way is, you know, from a database where it gets all the information that's been pre-configured by a system administrator, kind of like provisioning, if you will. Maybe that's why they need that. I don't know enough about what SQL Server is and what it does, if that would even make sense. But, there might be variations of the software or different ways to run the software where one is like, you know, local direct and the other one is like, you know, something like, you know, I don't know anything about it. You know, we've never ran any Midland products. You know, there were some UHF analog things we ran, you know, a million years ago. We didn't even know much about those. And then like you pointed out, the GMRS Midlands, which are a whole different kettle of fish. I mean, having said that, it looks like a fine little radio. You got to figure out how that software works. But could that be it? You know, you folks that have an IT background that know anything about this, because anything is more than I know. I think it's Greg next, and I got to run this pizza in, but I'm going to try not to miss a word. W8FU.
KE8VSI. Yeah, Tom, as far as the operating system, I decided to start with a fresh 10. I've got a PC that I can scrap out. I don't use it for anything. So I started with a fresh Windows 10. The program runs fine. I don't know if that's my issue or not. I just read somewhere in Reddit or something. Somebody said they could never get it going past Windows XP. You know, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But anyway, if I can't get it, I'm not done screwing with SQL. Sean, you're right. There's a couple of ways. This does do the programming you said, like out of a database for provisioning. But it also needs the database for just regular programming, just to create the channels and the zones and all that kind of stuff. It uses SQL Server, which is a database program. So it's basically a front end for the database. Is what the CPS software is. So hopefully that'll help a little bit. Dakota, yeah, Midland way back, I think 2014, they were in the commercial radio business. They did all kinds of stuff for fire departments and stuff like that, so lots of P25 radios. And then they got out of it completely, so that's why you kind of relate them with GMRS and things like that. So they used to be, and they're not anymore. Kenwood also makes P25 radios. I think even ICOM has one. But this is the one I found, and like I said, I'm happy it works. I don't need to do anything. I just want to do everything I can with it. Oh, and Tom, as far as the cable, I don't know if it'll do the cable for this one for 10 bucks, but I'd be interested if you could get me a link to that. I'm running out of time. Go ahead, Dakota.